Welcome to That's What I'm Talking About. I'm Kelly Marie, your host, and today is Weigh-In Wednesday. We are weighing in on what matters to us the most here on Weigh-In Wednesday. And yesterday was Thoughtful Tuesday, lots of thoughts going on. And Monday was our goal-setting day, our weekly goals, our daily goals, our monthly goals, our yearly goals, our five categories of goals. And that's a really great day to launch every Monday here on That's What I'm Talking About. Just thought I'd run it down for you so you have an idea of what to look forward to each day here on this daily podcast, That's What I'm Talking About. Tomorrow, we will have Thanksgiving Thursday, 52 of them, and each day we will carry that spirit of Thanksgiving, that awesome, yummy feeling that we get on Thanksgiving, warm, embracing vibes on Thanksgiving. That's what I want to promote on That's What I'm Talking About every Thursday. And the following day happens to be Dance Party Friday. Dance Party Friday, think about it. What do you think it comes to your mind? Dance. Dance, dance, dance. It's all about dance. That's what Dance Party Friday is about. Saturday. We are real close to ending our week. Saturday would be Self-Help Saturday. Anything that you can think of that possibly can help yourself during this day, Self-Help Saturday. And on Sunday, I would have to say this is the best day of the entire week. And this day happens to be dedicated to God. And that's why we call it Pod for God. So welcome to That's What I'm Talking About. This is what you can look forward to here once daily, every day. Look forward to an episode filled with all kinds of interesting things. And I sure hope one day we will encounter one another, we will meet, and it would be so wonderful if you're interested in becoming a guest here on That's What I'm Talking About. I am inviting you. Just catch up with me and we will go forward with that. I just want to say thank you for tuning in and may God bless you. Because that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Weigh in Wednesday. Lots here to weigh in about. And one of them's not weight. So I have a fear of the scale and I still have not gotten on the scale. I have no idea why I am such a chicken. Maybe because my pants are ultra tight and I always measure my body with my pants. And like, if I could pull my pants up and put them on with ease, I'm doing pretty good on my weight. But right now I'm squeezing into these jeans and it's not pretty. So anyway, I rather weigh in on other things that matter to me besides my weight. And I think I'm going to start with this. I think I had mentioned before that I was so delighted to hear back from David B. Wright. He is going to be one of our guests here on That's What I'm Talking About. And I'm going to share all about David B. Wright once we speak, hopefully either tomorrow or the next day, but sometime real soon here. So David will be one of He's an exquisite human being, and I can't wait to, well, I'm just, delighted's not even a good word. I am outrageously excited. There we go. I'm outrageously excited to speak with David B. Wright here on That's What I'm Talking About. I cannot wait to talk with him. And you'll find out why. So I don't even want to give it away. So hopefully we can talk here on That's What I'm Talking About really soon. And once again, this is David B. Wright. Go ahead and Google him, take a look. But I don't really want to give it all away until we meet. So anyway, look forward to that. That's something that I'd like to weigh in on. we did finally catch up, and it looks like this is going to come to fruition. So I'm super happy about that. So I got to stop it, but I am so excited. So I'm going to put that off to the side. Yay! And today I was talking with my girlfriend. Every Wednesday I sell the antiques at my mom and dad's antique shop. And my girlfriend, she's next door to me, Kara. She's been on the show. She's been a guest. She's just a delightful woman. She's an all-American girl. And that's her topic for Kara. She's just an amazing human being. And so anyway, Kara and I were just discussing things, and she knows that I'm back at college, and she had shared something with me that I wanted to share with you, and I don't think she'll mind, but her older son's girlfriend is back in college, or she's just in the middle part of her college experience, and she's taking a psychology class. And one of her questions most recently was, have you ever experienced white pride? I'm going to say it one more time. Have you ever experienced white pride? I have no idea why that would be in a text. Yeah. And then I'm going to add my first child psychology, newest edition called Child. It already had vocabulary words such as Black Lives Matter and Indigenous People. It's of color, this acronym, and of course, polygamy. And it continued on with different political stances of perhaps Meghan Markle, photos of her, and different pictures of people like Michelle Obama and things like this in a child psychology book. So I'm not getting it. Kara and I both discussed this, and we think it is ridiculous that these kind of questions are being posed. And they're typically to younger people that are 18, 19, 20, early 20s. And once again, the brain isn't fully developed till you're 26. So they're really trying to fashion these brains and mold them and indoctrinate them. It breaks my heart to think that they truly want to divide. They want to divide us. So much diversity, always diversity, and this and that, and this and that. What about Americans? What about Americanizing America? Anyway, what about assimilation? Aren't we supposed to assimilate? Aren't we supposed to be Americans and Americanize? Is that how you say that? Anyway. It just really is, it's so frustrating to me, as well as I was continuing to talk to Kara, and we were like, this is ridiculous. They want to divide us, all of us, human beings and all the different races. And it's just, it's frustrating. So she said on Twitter, now known as X, I guess if you happen back in the day when Black Lives Matters, you happen to say all life matters, you know, what about, you know, my life, it matters too. And if you are a white person or a Caucasian person, you said that, then you were actually removed off of Twitter. They blocked your account. I'm just like, wow, don't all lives matter, guys? I mean, let's put it out there. So I was just weighing in on this stuff. I just weigh in on Wednesday. I just thought these are things that were prevalent and right there, just thinking about it. And I see that cultural shift here in the United States of America, And I just really, really, oh, there goes Molly, good old Molly May, Molly Martise. She's going to be our background for a little bit. She protects us here. We really aren't interested in that other kind of security. They always said, get a dog. So we have two awesome dogs that are incredible guard dogs. So, but that was off topic. Other things I want to weigh in on. I guess this college experience is very unusual for me. I am back in, I have two professors that I've been in both of their classes, one just last year online and the other one in person. And the in-person class professor had us coloring or like meditating for 10 minutes after 5 minutes of housekeeping. So that cut into almost 15 minutes of class time. So now I'm taking her other course, and on day one, actually, no, it was day two. Day two of her class, she's up there and she's explaining to us how she's been teaching the same course for 4 years straight, and she's tired of saying the same thing over and over to us, her students. So she was planning on, through chapter 1 through 5, that we would be, each one of the students in the classroom would be picking a section and doing a deeper dive, and we would then report on those sections. And she wouldn't be lecturing at all on any of it. And she then proceeded to say, if you have already taken childhood, early childhood education courses, this course, it's all kind of the same. But I was thinking, what about the students that haven't taken that course? I mean, so they're going to miss out on that course? So anyway, I'm already complaining. It's so frustrating. You pay money to learn at this college, and I know it's just a community level college, but it is one part of the course, you know, the curriculum, the early childhood education curriculum that I'm going through, and I'm just kind of frustrated. But I'm in it to win it, and just like my daughter says, knock it off, Mom. Just go there and learn, or just go there, just show up and do whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, go with the flow. So I guess that's what the kids are doing whatever. And that I wanted to weigh in on that. I do you have that kind of stuff happening if you're in college right now? And oh, who did I meet? Someone that they wanted to get. Oh, it was in the antique shop, and she had to go back, and she's no longer in education anymore, but she had to go back in order to get her master's. And she says, forget it. That was ridiculous going back to college as an adult, because she says, we'll never win the war. She was so negative about our educational system. And I was like, oh, God. So what am I getting into, guys? This is interesting. So I'm just going to keep on going through it and learning more. And I will keep reporting back here on That's What I'm Talking About. And I'll be weighing in on Wednesdays on what matters. The topics are always different, whatever, come what may, whatever's happening, kind of like current affairs here. But those are just some things that I wanted to weigh in on. We are rounding the corner here. We're almost, I could see the finish line in the distance. We have 20 days left. Actually, tomorrow it'll be 19 days. Yep, 19 days until springtime. So our winter will be closing out. That's our winter shape up program, that encouragement program that we started back at the beginning of winter. I believe it was the 21st of December. So we will be finishing up our wintertime shape up, if that's what you're doing with me here on That's What I'm Talking About. I'm just not enthused about my lifestyle weight right now. So I got to get a better attitude. So my attitude stinks when it comes to my life weight. I've got to get working on this. Anyway, I'm just rambling here on That's What I'm Talking About. So I think I will stop talking to you about just about everything and anything. All right. May God bless you. And I look forward to tomorrow. It will be our lovely Thanksgiving Thursday. So I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And may God bless you. Because that's what I'm talking about. Hi, folks. I am Kelly Marie, your host of That's What I'm Talking About, and I re-listened to this podcast episode, and I wanted to make a small correction. When I was speaking of what my friend, her son's girlfriend, there you go, she's in college, and one of her first questions was, have you ever experienced white privilege? Okay, that's the question that's posed to this gal. Have you ever experienced white privilege? Not white pride. I apologize. I know they're two different things, but I just wanted to clarify that. Once I heard that, I'm like, oh, I messed up. So that was the question posed to this nice gal, and she thought, OMG. They really are trying to divide us, folks, and it just breaks my heart. We are the human race. And obviously we have different skin colors, but we are all born either a boy or a girl, a man or a woman one day. Let's hope we all evolve to that level of maturity. So anyway, may God bless you. And I hope you understand the correction that I was trying to make right now. So it was not white pride, it's white privilege. And I'm just privileged to be alive. And I think most of us here breathing the air that we breathe are very privileged to be alive, since it's so prevalent to abort our babies. All right, that's enough. I'm done. Sorry. It is Thanksgiving. That's what it is. Thanksgiving Thursday. And I'm on my way to the best ladies' night out and Bible study. So I'm headed on over there. So I better just sign off. All right, folks, may God bless you, because that's what I'm talking about.